This is what I've been waiting for. Did we ever get the Chewbacca sound?
We did. I kind of blew it, Mace, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
I kind of stepped on him a little bit doing it, so it's my fault. But I can lay back, Slee, if you'd like to try it again.
Slee?
We have the we could just play the old
anniversary of Star Wars.
It's me yammering over the top.
No. 1977,
and it's twice.
Chewbacca, take it away,
and I did it
Slee.
Twice. I did it twice.
Well, you can't do it on command. I used to be able to do Yoda on command.
Can you do it?
Yoda.
Right?
Was that your Chewbacca?
No.
That was
actually Chewbacca.
Mine is terrible, but I'm comfortable doing it.
No, yours is actually
mine is
pretty good.
That's not bad. It's okay.
It's a bad look.
Why are you looking me in the eye while I'm doing it? You're supposed to look away.
You're supposed to listen.
You're supposed to look away.
Face you got going there.
All right. So
whatever it is, like a bird.
Trav, you were talking about, I don't know why, but you were talking about rosé.
Yeah.
And it reminded me that
it's National Wine Day.
Okay, Ben Lyons has a friend. His friend's name is Josh, but he's an influencer.
Okay.
And he goes by, this is his name, I'm not saying this, he goes by the name Fat Jewish. Fat Jew.
I've interviewed him.
Okay,
yes.
So Emily, you know who I'm talking about?
Yes, I spent like an hour and a half with him.
Okay, so this guy,
yes.
Josh, invented something called White Girl Rosé.
Yes.
And it was sold to Anheuser-Busch for millions.
Jeez.
He no longer has to work. He invented it. Have you drank it,
Oh, my
Emily?
Gosh. Yes, I have. And it's lovely. I love it. Also, it's like it comes in cans.
Right.
And it's great for a summer day.
It's
big
a
fan.
Thing, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Very much a thing.
Well, he made it's now his life's work. He made so much money selling White Girl Rosé to Anheuser-Busch that he doesn't have to work.
Why
anymore.
Is there such a thing as white girl? Like, because, why can't it be for black girls?
Well,
why
I'm
can't
sure.
it be
red?
I think, no, but all those girls can drink it.
Yes. Right.
It's just called White Girl Rosé,
right.
And apparently Emily
called,
likes it.
There is a rosé called Black Girl Magic, too, so there are many different types of rosé.
There's a rosé called Black Girl Magic?
Yes, and I love it, too.
Okay. Good.
By the same vintner?
Very different company.
When do we start dividing our wines by races?
I don't know, but this guy is...
Who knows?
Mace, this guy is... I'm looking it up. He's like, loaded. This
wow,
guy, this,
good for him!
He grew up with, that guy grew up with Ben.
The Middle Eastern Pinot. You gotta try.
Yeah.
You gotta try.
You could invent that, but if we invented it, Mason and I would be accused of cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
but you.
But he invented White Girl.
So
yeah,
he's a very interesting guy.
That's a good point.
White Girl.
So did you like him?
So I interviewed him when I was working for the NFL film. So we were doing these NFL 100. So we had a bunch of people come in that day, and so I was with him.
Well, what put him on the radar though? Why did you ask? Why did you interview him?
Because he was famous for that, and he has a following on Instagram. So we were just doing a bunch of different
types
of people.
You wanted people that had an impact, like
following. And they he likes NFL a lot.
Okay.
Right now I can't remember what team he follows. I think it's the Chiefs, but anyway, he walks in. He has camouflage Crocs, sweatpants, Gucci sweatpants, an Ariana Grande t-shirt, his beard is braided, and then he has a man bun, and he did not smell great. So this is my interaction with this guy.
So this guy is basically
UBU. She just described my perfect winemaker.
Yeah.
If I'm really looking for an elevated glass of rosé, I'd like it to come from somebody like
that.
But
he was very entertaining and really funny to talk to.
Are you guys team rosé?
My wife will drink it.
No,
like it.
I'm not a big drinker of wine. To me, it's just colored water. You know, it's
really?
Like there's red water and then there's yellow water and they
pink water
and they taste relatively the same.
So if I gave you a glass from a bottle of wine that cost $5 and a glass of wine from a bottle of wine that cost $50, they're the same to you.
Same to me, unless you choose my wine, which is gay rosé. Now, gay rosé.
See, you should start that.
You should. Fantastic. Don't give away ideas,
Mace,
like that.
You're giving it away for free. What are you doing, man?
Anheuser-Busch is waiting for something like this.
Yeah, I just got the URL, gayrosé.com.
There is one called So Gay Rosé. I just looked it up. So Gay Rosé.
Someone beat you to it.
Yeah.
All right. We're trying to
determine who will have the most drinks. At the Mandy Awards.
Oh.
All right, now this is a weird thing. I will not be drinking at the Mandy's.
I guess it's not that you wouldn't be drinking, but
because
we
of exactly what happened to you
bet.
At the last remote.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to mix alcohol with bosses.
Yes.
It's exactly
so
right.
So I will not be drinking at the Mandy's. Now, Morales, I figure, will drink enough for the four of us.
But
so,
he won't drink until it's done.
So we were talking about this, and somebody, because Al's been saying since we announced the Mandy's back in November of last year, that he's planning on going hard to the hoop that day.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
And he keeps leaning on me.
Is he going to send out tweets about Quinn Snyder randomly in the middle of the Mandy's?
Oh, those angry Quinn Snyder tweets.
Salty.
Sober or drunk. Still going after Quinn.
But I said that he keeps leaning on me. Oh, you got to come with me. I'm like, no, for the exactly the reason that you said, John. I don't. Work functions and lots of alcohol are not
I refuse. I'm not going to drink during the Mandy, but I will be rocking stoned.
Yeah, no, that's a little different. It's a different vibe.
Did any of you elect go for the free hotel room?
I'm in the yes column on that.
I'm a no.
Yes. I took a hotel room for my mom and not stepdad Leo, who are going
to
be there.
I asked Amanda, I said, I need a place to change because I'm working on a costume for that night. But Amanda goes, I've got a changing room, but you don't need a hotel.
Now, are you wearing the skirt, the Russell Westbrook
skirt? I'm working
skirt?
On it. I cannot confirm or deny, but I feel close.
Because that's not a kilt. That's a skirt.
Lisa says, I already have it.
What's the difference? I mean, I know that.
Well, kilt's kind of.
A kilt's shorter.
Plaid and pleated.
It's like a long skirt, like below the knees.
Okay.
Yeah,
Emily,
below the knees.
Skirt shows off the legs.
Russell
better.
Westbrook Met Gala.
Oh, I saw that.
And
I
look
saw
at
that.
His outfit.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to emulate.
Whew. Emily's a good bet to go to the hoop, particularly hard at the knees.
Yeah. Do you think Sedano will drink?
I voted no.
I don't.
I vote no. I mean, he might have a glass of wine. I don't think he's going to.
What about Cap? Cap feels like a wild card.
Yeah, all bets are off.
Cap
probably will.
Yeah, I think Cap will.
Do you think Slee's talking a big game and he's actually going to kind of pull up at the.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to go throw up in the corner halfway through the award.
If you throw up, I might be willing to pay for that.
I would give you $100 if you throw up in the corner.
I'll give you $100 more. It's up to $200 now.
$200 to throw up in the corner.
If you get so drunk you throw up in the corner.
Does it have to be in the corner?
Trav, you in on any of this?
No, the corner is what makes it.
Now we're up to 300. I bet you Morales will throw 100
in
there.
Oh, hell yes.
No, Morales will throw like 75.
Wait a minute. Jorge's throwing 100.
You in for 100? We're up to 400.
Oh, throwing up in the corner.
Instead of giving that to me and giving me the great opportunity to throw up in a corner, give that to a listener.
No, unless they're going to
throw up in a corner,
they're going to do it for free.
You'll be completely conflicted over whether or not you can get away with it. That's the whole bit. You know,
we got to figure out the number.
There's no way
we're
throwing up.
We're at four now.
Everyone has a number.
We'll go to two.
You know, it's very
two to see him throw up in the corner.
Okay, so we're at 500 now?
500.
Who's going to hold my hair? You know what's very disappointing is I have a feeling nobody's. I thought people were going to actually drink a little bit.
Is Lady Slee going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
Well, only
we've
if,
never met
Susan
Lady Slee. Have you met Lady Slee?
I have not.
You've not.
All right. Yes. If Lady Slee's going, I'm in for another 100. So now we're up to 600.
Oh, yeah. You want
600 if you throw up.
You want Lady Slee to be there when you throw up in the corner.
Because now it puts you in a relationship.
There will no longer be a Lady Slee if I throw up.
I'm starting a Kickstarter campaign. How much can we raise to get Slee to throw up in the corner?
Mason and I have told this story many times, but Trav, there's a possibility that you were there. I've never had this conversation with you. 1 year. We're all working at the Premier Radio Networks, which owned, among other things, the Jim Rome Show, which at the time you were producing. And Craig Kitchen, who we know really well and is a great guy,
I like
stands
Craig.
Up like everybody. Fantastic. Everybody swears by Craig.
Yes.
Craig gets up to thank. And were you at this at the ballroom at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you remember what happened?
I don't remember.
Right.
Okay.
So
part of
Craig
it
gets up to thank everyone. It was the company Christmas party.
Always a great party.
And he gets up and he said, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to draw a name out of our employee list.
I know exactly where you're going.
And he goes, and you get a free room at the Beverly Hills Hotel tonight. And they draw the name and some guy goes, it's me. He goes, you get the free room. It's a suite and empty the mini bar because the tab's on us. And everybody gives a rousing applause. And he goes, folks, this has been a banner year for us this year. We've never done better. We have some of our biggest show hosts here. Dr. Laura's here. Rush Limbaugh's here. Jim Rome is here. And I just can't thank you enough. This is a small token, this party, to thank you guys for what has been the best year in company history. And some guy's date stands up and says, there's maybe, what do you think, Mace, 500 people there?
Yeah,
at least. Stands up and goes,
If it has had a great year, why are you paying producers more?
Oh, no.
And there is a hush over the thing, and Craig doesn't know what to do. And Nicole, Craig's assistant, set this whole party up, just shoots daggers across the room at this woman. And the guy
is horrified.
He's horrified, and he literally grabs his wife or girlfriend, whoever it was, makes her sit down and covers her mouth, and Craig just lets it go and keeps going. And on Monday, that guy was out.
Yep.
Because of his wife.
Yeah.
Hey, why don't you pay the producer?
So, Emily, no matter how drunk you get at the Mandy's,
do not stand up and
make a pay raise demand.
I will tell my sister, too. Tell your sister.
I've never seen anything like it. We were all so uncomfortable.
Craig's like the nicest man in the world who has done right by
everybody. She had an opportunity.
That was the opportunity. She knew she wasn't going to.
That's rough.
And that was it. What was it? You had a funny one years ago. Somebody had a great line. Was it you about the ice sculpture? What was that?
Oh, yeah. So I was working for John Lynch down in San Diego. And John had threw a gigantic party, right? Big Christmas. Nobody had bonuses that year. But there was an enormous ice sculpture of the company's
logo. Sure. Yeah.
And I'm like, our bonuses are dripping away.
I'm glad you didn't say it out loud.
That
would have been the end of you.
So earlier today, I don't even remember how we got there, Taylor. You're going to have to refresh my memory. We found out that Taylor has eaten beaver. Like, his buddy was a trapper, and so they would get beaver pelts.
Were you living in the Pacific Northwest?
Iowa, to be precise.
Iowa?
Yeah.
So that's a thing in Iowa.
Did you go beaver hunting?
This is my friend. It's more of a trapping sport.
Oh, it's a trapping sport.
Yeah. All right, now, just don't say it tastes like chicken. What does beaver taste like?
Exactly what you'd imagine a beaver to taste like. Just
so it's very
gamey, tough, and bad.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, now, when I was living in Louisiana, they would fry anything. They would fry frog legs.
Gator. Snakes.
Crawfish. Cricket. Yeah, anything. Well, you know, cricket, Emily, is a thing you can buy in the Mariners Stadium.
They have fried
chocolate-covered cricket.
Yeah, they're good.
And they're very popular.
Crunchy.
Yeah, they're a little salty.
It's just what's on the outside.
Did you guys sample the beaver? Like, if somebody said, you know, hey, my buddy's a trapper.
I would do what I always do at stuff like this. I would have Mason try it first, and if he's still living after he tries it, then I would.
I don't think I'd eat beaver.
No. I mean,
little hot sauce on it?
Why not? Like, this is the part that we were talking about, because we were talking about what we would and wouldn't eat. Mm-hmm. And there, obviously, I said to Slee, look, would you eat a dog? And because a lot of places, they eat dogs, right? I mean, they do. And so we started.
That's why I drew the line. I drew the line there.
About, I give beaver a shot.
Yeah.
Pair it with a nice Chianti.
So years ago, Michael's coming in today. Michael Thompson's coming in today.
Slee, are you and Michael good? Or are we,
I think we're best friends now.
Yeah.
good.
And so we go to.
The answer was no.
We go to like 2011, 12-ish. We go to China. With the Lakers. They're playing one game in Beijing and one game in Shanghai. And Mike Thompson, who was our program director at the time, was married to a Chinese woman named Jan, and they made the trip with us. So Jan would tell us where to go and all these places to go. We were very excited. And so Mike one night goes, I'm going to take you guys out to get Peking duck. It's a delicacy in China. So I'm kind of excited about it, and I go, and several other people in our traveling party go, and I said, Michael, Mike's taking everybody out for Peking duck. You want to go? He goes, no, I'm going out with my brother. I go, okay, have fun. So the next day, and the duck was good. It was, you know, something I'd never had before. It was really good. And the next day I see Michael and I said, did you go out? Andy, his brother, works for the NBA. I go, did you go out with your brother? Yeah. Where'd you go? I kid you not. TGI Fridays. We were in Beijing. And Michael went to dinner.
I'm not surprised.
At TGI Friday. He blamed Andy. He said it was Andy's choice, but I think it was
fingers.
Michael.
Great chicken fingers.
Lots of roasted.
I go, I said, do you have any idea what you ate? He goes, no, somebody ordered something.
Grab some beaver there.
Yeah.
That is That is the most Michael story I've ever heard. That's if you
well, Michael's
say,
doing the steakhouses at every hotel, right?
I thought McDonald's was coming out of your mouth. I thought for sure it was going to be something.
Isn't TGI Fridays
American.
Worse?
Oh, it's, it is worse.
It's a little cheesier, I think. Yeah, than that. Like McDonald's, I get TGI Fridays. That sort of cash. Like I was in Beijing. I ate at Chili's. You know, get some baby back ribs.
Decided to step out to. Fridays along the way. Clayton Kershaw debuted today.
Yeah, how about that?
14 years ago. That went
14? I thought I would have guessed longer.
Emily, what was the year again? Did I get the numbers? 2008.
Yeah, 2008. So,
yeah, 2008.
Yep. Public Enemy number one.
That went by very, very quickly.
It did.
I mean, we had a call of Vince Scully when he came in. And
I heard it, yeah.
And it was great. But that went from he's the next big thing to he is the thing to I wonder if he's going to pitch one more year like
he's
that.
He's the best regular season Dodger pitcher ever.
Ever.
And it's not close,
he's
actually.
He's the best Dodgers pitcher ever.
Well, it depends
he's
how you...
He's one of the best pitchers ever.
It depends how you define...
Kovacs had five unbelievable years, but he also had five really ordinary
years but he also,
with an ERA over four.
Yeah, but...
Clayton Kershaw never had a season
Sandy
with an
Kovacs
ERA...
Sandy Kovacs also led you to four World
correct,
Series.
Correct, correct. But I'm talking about, statistically, more strikeouts, more innings, more... all that stuff.
If he had... So they've been to the World Series three times with Clayton Kershaw, right?
Right.
Am I have that right?
Yeah, three times.
Three times. Let's say he punches the ticket on all three.
Yeah.
That he's got three World Series. Do we look at him the way we look at Kobe?
Yep.
The way we look at Magic Johnson?
Sure.
Is that... It's is how it just the winning?
And not only that, but his postseason numbers are so radically different from his regular season. He's pedestrian in the postseason. He's like a good pitcher. But not unbelievable. Kovacs actually got better
although
in the
postseason. Although he was 2-0 in that World Series
in
2020.
That's what I said to Slee, that not only was he a part of a World Series champion, he was
kind of the reason.
An important part of it.
Essential to the reason that they won the World Series.
Yep.
Yeah, we were trying to compare Shaq's love in L.A. versus Kershaw's love in it. Because Kobe and Magic are Kobe and Magic.
Yeah.
Right.
You can't really. And
they're on their own level.
They're on their own level.
Yeah.
Which I say, who's admired more here in L.A., Kershaw or Shaq?
Shaq, and it's because of the three titles.
I think well, so. And the personality.
But
Shaq
it's because
guy.
Of everything he does on TNT.
Yeah.
I mean, he's become a beloved media figure.
And he's a beloved guy.
Yeah,
even
he is.
Before
right,
he
if
was
you
on,
walked
he
into
just,
a restaurant,
well,
even
that,
before he got on TNT, and Shaq was in one corner and Kershaw was in the other, Shaq would get more attention.
Oh, no question. No question.
Mason and Ireland coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ah! So right off the top of the show, lie of the day. If you and hopefully it's better than mine from yesterday.
All right, so it's my lie.
It's
right?
It's
your
Ireland's
lie. Yesterday
lie.
Was the worst lie in
it's
the history
a
of the
show. Bad lie. Bad lie. Bad lie. Today's lie will be subtle. It will be woven into the show. You will have to detect it, and if you do, and call in at 3:30, you will win for yourself a seat at John Ireland's table at the Mason and Ireland Poker Invitational at the Commerce Casino. So that's coming up on June the 11th. By the way, if you want to be at the tournament, you can text the word poker to 40705. But if you want to be at John's table, listen for the lie. So somebody said something weird to me today. And tell me if I know nothing about the combustion engine. Do you?
No.
Okay. It's a random question, isn't it? So a friend of mine said, because gas is like, I don't know, it's like
$9.
No, not really.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, I think I paid almost $7 the other day.
So he said that to save gas, and he's not a guy who's got a bunch of money and all that stuff, to save money, he is turning off his car at stoplights.
Okay.
Then restarting it when the light goes green and driving again.
Now
do you think he's saving gas by doing that?
I don't know, but I have a feature called auto stop in my car that it stops automatically. It bothers me, so I turn it off.
Oh, really?
But my car stops a light. The engine shuts down.
Oh, it does shut down.
Automatically.
Yeah.
And if I don't turn the auto stop, so it must
So is this guy
Yeah, I think he
is this
saving.
Working? In other words, if John's got a feature that saves gas because of auto stop.
Jorge, you're nodding your head. Don't most new cars have this feature?
Yeah, they do. And I hate it, too. I turn it off.
What do you think of this guy who's trying to save money by turning off his car when he gets the stoplights?
How much does he really save?
I don't know. Yeah, you see, tell me. I'm asking the question. You're supposed to have the answer.
Well, I'm asking the question with the question.
You're asking the question
back?
I mean,
answering the question with the question.
All right.
I just don't think that it's – I mean, you have to turn the key, so you're going to have
– You're edgy today, Jorge.
Edgy, Jorge.
I'm not edgy.
I'm not edgy.
I mean, to turn the key over and over again, I feel like that's just going to cause the car to use more gas.
If somebody knows – 877-710-ESPN, if you know if my friend is doing the right thing or if he's, like, damaging the car in any way. Again, every time he pulls up at a red light, he'll turn his car off. And then when it turns green, he will start it again and drive away, and he thinks he's saving money on gas.
It's the same type of thing with, like, using your air conditioner. Does that actually save gas?
Yeah, does air conditioning use your gas?
I don't know, but
minuscule.
I used a lot of air conditioning on the way over here today.
Spinning the wheel of questions. Do you save gas? All right, and I see lines light down. By the way, do you realize that we're going to go see Top Gun Maverick tomorrow?
Yeah, now I bought tickets, you guys. Don't buy tickets. I already got them.
So here's the – and Lisa's coming.
She is coming. Now, I have a question for you before you get to whatever you're going to ask.
Yeah.
I bought them where I like to sit, which is always right behind the handicap section so you can put your feet up.
Perfect. That's exactly where I sit.
I got five seats right there. The right four
where
of
I
us
sit.
And Lisa.
Right where I sit.
Right, so that's where we're
always.
Going.
That's the best spot. That movie
Bergman, did you negotiate an early exit for us tomorrow?
He's talking to people about saving gas.
Okay.
So – here's the hang on a second. Let's go to TJ in LA. There you go. Hey, TJ, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I'm a vehicle inspector. I do not want to, disclose the company
sure,
I work
sure.
for. So I move multiple vehicles on a daily basis, at least minimum 30 to 40 vehicles a day.
Okay.
If your vehicle is not manufactured that way where the vehicle automatically turns off and on by itself.
Right.
If your vehicle does not come with that, we highly recommend do not turn off your vehicle multiple times when you're at a stop sign or at a red light. Doing that, it will damage your car if your car is not built for that and it does not come with that. I hope I'm making
sense. No, you make perfect sense.
It
so
will damage
basically,
your car.
If you have the auto stop feature, go ahead and use it. But if you don't try and create it on your own.
Will, if you're listening, quit doing that. Thank you.
And also, you do waste more gas that way, too, to be honest with you guys.
Oh, okay. So, all right, good. All right.
Hey, mates.
Thank you so much.
So not only damaging your car, but you're using more gas.
But
Will.
Here's a thought. We just got a text from somebody named Moy,
mm-hmm.
or tweet. My car has the auto stop feature at lights, and I've saved around 10 gallons and have been stopped at lights for around 24 hours total since I got my car.
Oh, wow.
So apparently,
if you do have
maybe
the feature,
I'll leave it on
it works.
Now.
Yeah, why not save a couple of bucks?
It is annoying.
Is gas now $7 a gallon?
Yeah, like $6.68.
Oh my god! Like what the hell is going on?
The country's gotten to a hell in a handbasket.
Why don't we give away gas money?
Do we have a gas sponsor on this show?
Do we have a gas sponsor? Hey, AMPM, do we have any gas sponsors?
We do not.
Hey, Sunoco.
Okay.
Sunoco. What else? Chevron. Hey, Chevron.
Tungus.
Do not even mention Tungus. So here's the. I watched Better Call Saul last night.
About time. Now, did I undersell it?
No.
Yeah, it was unbelievable.
I was
it?
Just.
All right, now
stunned.
We're going to give you guys a week to figure it out. Like
yeah.
We're going to talk about it next Tuesday in detail, but I was shocked. Were you at the end? I was absolutely shocked.
Stunned.
It's a great show, and they are, it may be better now than ever.
Yeah, that was a peak episode. It is, if you've not watched it, all of the seasons are now on Netflix. So you can go back, catch up, watch what we just watched. It is an unbelievable show. And somebody asked me, how is it compared to Breaking Bad? And I'm like, well, it's kind of the same thing, except it's a little slower burn. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
A little slower burn. And Bob Odenkirk, fantastic. Jonathan Banks kills it. Giancarlo Esposito. Patrick Fabian, who had a really big... Michael Mando, who I just put a podcast online with...
Everybody great.
Michael Mando on the Culture Pop podcast right now. It's just a great movie.
Yeah, so if you haven't caught
great
up,
show. Great
you,
show.
You should absolutely catch up on it. All right, did you see this breaking news that just came down? I want you to tell me if you think this is legit or if it's posing.
Okay.
Okay. The Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders,
mm-hmm.
are bringing in Colin Kaepernick for a workout to try out for backup quarterback to Derek Carr. You think they're just doing it to do it, or did, like, if he kills it in the workout, do you think they put him on the roster?
You know, if it was any team other than the Raiders,
Mark
would say
Davis is kind of what it's the word I'm looking for, iconoclast. Like, he beats to his own drum.
Sure, iconoclast. Yeah. That's a great word. I mean, who is their backup quarterback now? You're a Raiders fan. Who's back there?
We got that guy Mullins.
Mullins.
Yeah, we got who used to play for the Niners. Mariota's not there anymore. Basically, we spent all of our money on Carr.
Right.
So I don't know who else.
Yeah, backup quarterback here is Jared Stidham. And then Nick Mullins is also on the roster.
Yeah, Stidham was backing up
in New England. Yeah.
They have somebody named Chase Garbers. I don't even know who that is.
He was a quarterback at Cal.
Okay.
And he was a free agent pickup after the draft this year. So, yeah, I mean, I would love to see Colin Kaepernick get a chance. If he still has got skills, right?
Right.
If he's still, because he's now, right, he's in his 30s now, right? He's gotten to 30.
Look it up, Bergman. I would think he's 32, 33 maybe now.
I mean, as a quarterback, that's not you don't really have an expiration date at 34. 32. He's 34.
He's 34. Okay, that's a little older than I thought.
I would love to see the guy get a shot.
Yeah, I just wonder,
as long as he's still good.
Right. I just wonder if it's a legit shot, if they're you know, the Raiders have had some bad publicity lately. The team president quit and
right.
accused Mark Davis of fostering a hostile workplace. It might be a misdirection play. Like, a lot of people think the reason the Redskins changed their name to the Commanders is because Dan Snyder, it was a misdirection play because Dan Snyder was under investigation for so much other crap.
Right.
So I wonder if this is the same
thing. Yeah, but
is
this really what NFL owners, do other NFL owners want the Raiders to bring in Colin Kaepernick?
No, it's not other NFL owners.
Doesn't that mean it's a very ineffective blackballing of Colin Kaepernick if he's getting into practice and try out?
Right, but the story I'm suggesting is that team president for the Raiders quits.
Right.
Accuses Mark Davis of a hostile workplace.
Right.
NFL comes out and says, we will immediately launch an investigation. When you bring up the Raiders, that's what's on the front burner. Now, when you bring up the Raiders, what's on the front burner is they're bringing in Colin Kaepernick.
Right.
So I wonder if it's a misdirection player.
That's interesting.
If Cap's getting a legit shot.
Yeah.
Well, remember, he went to Nevada, too. So it's all kind of right in that area.
Yeah, there you go.
What do you mean he went to Nevada?
Went to Nevada. That's where he went to college.
They play in Las Vegas.
Yeah, sure. That makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah, I don't know. I hope so. I hope he gets a shot to play. If he's still got skills, I don't think he should get the job just because of who he is. I think he should have to earn that job.
By the way, the Dodgers are playing a day game today. They just
Then started. Why am I looking at Mike Tannenbaum if the
Stand
Dodgers
up and
are
change
playing?
The channel.
Produce the Dodgers on that TV.
I got it on two TVs here.
I can tell you that it's 0-0 in the second inning, but the Dodgers have a runner on third.
Okay. Boy, the guy who's rounded into form, huh? Mookie Betts.
Yeah, he's been great.
He's not in the lineup today. They gave him the day off, but
he had two home runs last night.
Man, he's been on a tear.
When we come back, we've talked about hecklers on this show.
Yes.
I will share with you, it's going to be hard to hear, but I'll set it up. The ultimate way to shut up a heckler.
Okay.
I'll share that with you coming up.
Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. All right, so yesterday we were talking about this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Because I have to do, when I do the Commerce Casino read about the poker tournament, I have to say, must be 21. Play responsibly. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Visit problemgambling.ca.gov.
Right.
So, Bergman, did you go through and listen to and transcribe that entire?
Of course, I did not.
What?
I'll get it. I'll get it for you. Don't worry. I'll have it by the end, in the next hour.
In the next hour.
Less than that.
All right.
They had one thing.
One thing.
One
thing. One thing.
So, one thing to do.
All you want is must be 21, play responsibly.
No, no. What's on this thing is what we're
21 plus
to
and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa.
Yeah, that's
no,
what we
you know
said
what?
Yesterday.
Just the first 20 seconds. We can't do 40 seconds each. It's just, it's like fingers on a blackboard. 20 seconds. Give
must
us the first 21,
play responsibly, gambling problem, call 1-800.
Yeah. Just transcribe the first 20 seconds. We'll all try and do it
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So I mentioned.
Don't worry, it makes fun because when I'm doing a disclaimer, I bob my head.
Okay, so. You've told the story many times on the show your dad used to be a heckler.
Big heckler.
And Ben Lyons is a heckler.
Yes.
People heckle. They love to yell random stuff at people. Now, this requires that you listen very carefully to the background noise.
To the background
because
noise.
The announcers are talking. The Mets announcers are talking. But this happened a couple nights ago in San Francisco.
And hit Charlie.
Wait, no, don't start yet.
Good,
don't start
go ahead.
Yet. Okay. You will hear Jeff McNeil, the Mets second baseman, is up.
Star of the Venice Mudhens fantasy baseball team.
Okay. So some guy starts getting on him about his legs. The heckler yells, "You got to work on those legs, McNeil. You've got no power. No power." So if you listen carefully in the background.
You can hear that guy?
You can hear that guy say this and then listen to what McNeil does next.
And hit Harlan Garcia, 1-2-3 seventh. You know, the Giants were 14-7 in April. And he drives one in the air to deep right field. Yastrzemski looks up, and that is way out of here. Jeff McNeil with a long two-run homer. His second home run of the season, a two-run shot.
He hit it into San Francisco Bay.
The Mets stretch their lead to 8-2.
So out of curiosity, do you think that the heckler had anything to do with motivating Jeff McNeil in that moment?
No, but I think McNeil heard him. I think people are lying when they say I pay
no attention
to it. Yeah, yeah, it's impossible not to hear it.
I mean, listen to it one more time. Cause you can hear this guy loud and clear.
And hit Harlan Garcia, 1-2-3 seventh. You know, the Giants were 14-7 in April. And he drives one in the air to deep right field. Yastrzemski looks up, and that is way out of here.
Isn't that great?
No power.
Yeah.
Oops.
Just nothing.
There it goes.
All right. Now, the other thing I found
that
is kind of interesting, and tell me if you would have handled it the way they did. Okay. So the French Open was on this weekend, not only in the United States, but in Europe.
Yeah,
and
sure.
In London,
that's tennis, right?
Yeah. In London, that means it's on the BBC.
Okay.
So somebody at the home offices of the BBC was teaching someone how to use the Chiron machine. Now,
right.
Chiron is those words you see that on the ticker.
Yeah,
on the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, across the screen.
So the guy who was explaining how to use it wrote, like, let's say, for example, you write, Manchester United are rubbish. Well, you would type it here, and you hit this button, and it goes on the screen, except that he did it.
Right.
And it went on the screen, but it passed one time, okay?
Yep.
It passed on the screen, Manchester United are rubbish. So Manchester United in London is a lot like the Yankees, the Cowboys, or the Dodgers.
Right.
They're a very big team.
Sure.
But then somebody at the BBC, somebody in management, decided to break into programming, not only highlight the mistake, but explain exactly what the mistake was. This was a cut-in where an anchor pops up on the screen and gives this explanation.
While we're on the subject of football, a little earlier, some of you may have noticed something pretty unusual on the ticker that runs along the bottom of the screen with news, making a comment about Manchester United, and I hope that Manchester United fans weren't offended by it. Let me just explain what was happening. Behind the scenes, someone was training to learn how to use the ticker and to put text on the ticker. So they were just writing random things, not in earnest. And that comment appeared. So apologies if you saw that and you were offended and you're a fan of Manchester United. But certainly that was, you know, a mistake and it wasn't meant to appear on the screen. So that was what happened. We just thought we'd better explain that to you.
All right, Mace.
Yes.
Is this not the equivalent of you and I being in a restaurant?
Yes.
And I fart.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And then 30 seconds later, I go, hey, Mace, I know you may have heard me fart. Let me explain. I had Mexican food.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I wasn't feeling that great. I had like a stomach ache. And that's the reason that you heard me fart.
Yes.
Why would you draw attention to something that went across the screen for 3 seconds in that degree?
So I was in a similar situation. I was doing Good Day LA, hosting Good Day LA. And it was, New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, something like that. They always put me in the holidays period.
Well, it's because no one else wants to work.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wanted to be there, so I was. Because there were TV cameras there. So the number one record of the year was Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke.
Okay.
And there is a regular version of that video, then there's an explicit version
of the
video.
With Emily Ratajkowski getting naked. Yeah.
So the folks at Channel 11 accidentally played the one where
she gets naked. Right.
And so I was looking at it. I'm like, well, I guess I shouldn't say anything right now.
Right.
But we went to a commercial break. And when we come back, they said to me, do a blanket apology. So I said, look, there was a disturbing image on the show last hour, and we want to apologize for that, but said nothing else. We didn't say, hey, we showed some nudity earlier.
Right.
Oops, our bad, which is essentially what this lady did.
Right. I don't see why you would draw more attention to it by doing a live cut-in and then explaining why you screwed up.
Manchester is rubbish.
Manchester United is rubbish. Jorge, we got a little entrance music here.
Oh.
No.
No. Yes,
no. He leaves for 1 week. And there it is. Michael Thompson is back from the Bahamas. Oh,
yes, it's good to be back.
MT, what is up,
and
man?
He has arrived here. How was the... I know you went down there for a solemn occasion, yeah. But how was it?
It was always good to go home, man. Get reacquainted to the roots, to the old roots, Get some mojitos and Cubans in you. It's always good. No, and some Bahamian sunshine.
Nice.
Yes.
So
nice.
At one point, Michael sent me a video where he was obviously out on the water, or you were at a restaurant mm-hmm. near the water, and mm-hmm. a friend of ours was going by on a jet ski.
Oh, yeah. Really?
So,
you could say it.
Who is the friend of ours?
Oh, well,
it's out there on the internet. You could say
okay,
it.
Okay, so one of our security guys, yeah. a guy named John Stern, lives the good life.
Yes. Okay, good for him.
So he was out.
He has a boat, a yacht.
A yacht down there in Miami, and Michael saw him. But my question is this: what were you doing? Were you on a boat?
Actually, I got that off the internet. I go on this site that shows all the boats and all the yachting that goes on in Miami.
Yeah.
And just so happened that they caught Stern in one of the videos.
Wow.
Yeah.
We won't say what.
Good for him.
With a nice partner on the back of the jet ski.
Yeah, very nice. Now, are you a boater? Do you have a boat?
Oh, I don't have a boat, but I love boats.
You live on the water. Why would you not have a boat?
I always wanted to get a boat, Mace, and being in the Bahamas, the most beautiful sailing or yachting waters in the world.
Yeah, right.
Beautiful. They are, and you're right. I love boats. Always loved them.
Yeah. There was a boat. I can't go on a boat.
Why? You got seasick?
I get seasick.
Not in the Bahamas because the water's so calm.
One of my first jobs in California was to be one of the reporters that covered the America's Cup.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this was when Dennis.
Well, those boats, I used to get sick on those America's Cup.
This is when Dennis Connor
boats,
was
yeah.
there, right?
Because you're way out in the ocean.
Way out. And I was
on
one
of those things on your wrist that didn't work.
I was on the boat that followed Dennis Connor.
You're not out in the ocean, Ireland. Kind of offshore.
No, but when you were in those America's Cup spectator boats, you were out where they were racing.
Yeah, that's not that far offshore.
Oh, I got sick a lot. And matter of fact, you know what the amazing thing about that was? So there were spectator boats. If you wanted to go out and watch the America's Cup, you could go on into the dock
and buy
tickets. Right. So one of the boats was a pure platinum boat.
The boat was made of platinum?
No.
Oh.
Pure Platinum is a strip club in San Diego. And so there were strippers on the boat.
Uh-oh.
And the boat would go out, and you'd be on your spectator boat, and mm-hmm. here comes the Pure Platinum boat with a bunch of girls.
In bikinis?
Living free.
In bikinis?
Well, temporarily until they took them
yeah,
off.
Yeah, nice.
And I guess it was completely unregulated. We were doing news stories out there, and I go, well, can't use that.
Yeah.
Because they went out there, and I thought, that's a pretty smart way to make money, to have a Pure Platinum stripper America's Cup spectator boat.
So how do people see it?
Oh, you can either pay to go on it.
Oh,
yeah. Or you're on the boats next to
it. Yeah, all the boats are watching the race. Out there, oh, yeah, it's quite a show, mate.
Exotic dancers. Is that what we call them? Strippers? Exotic
dancers? Exotic dancers.
Sex workers?
Exotic dancers.
No, there's no
EDs.
Some people say sex strippers or sex workers?
Not necessarily strippers. If adult film stars are sex workers.
Yeah, those are sex
exotic dancers.
Oh, look, and Jorge finds his...
He finds his porn music.
This is the music that was playing on the Pure Platinum boat at the America's. Is the America's Cup, by the way, still a thing?
Yeah, it is.
Do people still do it?
Well, didn't Australia and New Zealand kind of take it over, and now it's always
it's still
down there?
It's a cool race.
So coming up next, we're going to do Wheel of Questions. And then, Michael, I had a big problem with the All-NBA teams announced yesterday. I want to see if you agree, all right? So that's coming up.
We'll do that coming up. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, this is a good one.
Okay.
What product would you stockpile if you discovered they were going to stop selling it?
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Okay, in other words, there's something you use in your everyday life. You get word that in a month it will no longer be available, so you need to stockpile it.
We've already seen that, right? Last, when COVID hit, what is everybody stocking up on?
Everything.
Toilet paper.
That was one. Bergman, what product would you stockpile if they were going to stop selling it?
The only thing that's coming to mind is condoms.
Condoms?
Really?
Well, that's how you're single.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, but I mean, technically.
No. Yeah,
for
technically.
Yeah. Outside of toilet paper, it'd be ketchup.
Oh, ketchup. That's true. That's a good answer for
ketchup.
You.
Yeah, ketchup.
For me, it'd be Bavarian pretzels, hard pretzels. I love those things. If I found out they were going to stop selling them, I would go buy like 1,000 boxes and stick them in a warehouse someplace.
Jorge, what about you? Tacos?
Nah, man.
What's wrong with that? I love tacos.
Man, they go bad. They go bad.
Oh, that's true. You freeze them. Freeze them like I do.
Oh, no. Hershey chocolate. That's what I would do.
Hershey chocolate.
That's a good one.
Kisses.
Mine would be, it's weird. It would be Parmesan cheese. The green cans of Parmesan cheese.
That is not weird.
I use that as a seasoning on virtually everything.
But don't you get all the crumbs all over your bed?
No, I can eat.
Yeah, doesn't the cheese find its way under your bed?
I can
bed?
Eat neatly. That, by the way, the offensive thing isn't that you're making fun of me because I'm eating a bed. It's that you think I'm spilling all over the bed.
The
I'm
offensive
not spilling
thing
all
is
over
that you're eating all your
no,
meals
it is
in your
absolutely
bed.
Inoffensive. Why do you care? I'm going to use the mic for it. Why do you care?
Because
where
Parmesan
I eat
cheese
my
is like
meals?
It's like sand. It drops everywhere.
Because I think it's unsanitary.
But why do you care?
Why do
what
I care?
I'm doing.
I don't want you to get
you
sick.
Be you. What about whatever happened to you be you?
I don't want you to get to develop some mysterious rash from Parmesan cheese being in your bed.
Yeah. Plus, you care about somebody else's steak.
No, I'm trying to turn this around.
Oh, Michael,
don't help him. Help
no.
me.
Michael, we had this argument while you were gone. And Mason and I, it got very spirited.
Very spirited.
Okay, so when you order a steak, you go to a lot of steakhouses.
Yes,
what is your order?
Medium well done, potatoes, any kind of potatoes, usually fries or au gratin or what's those little potatoes?
Fingerling potatoes.
Salad.
Yeah.
And probably some like asparagus or some green beans.
The very first part of your order, Mason claims he would get up and leave the
table. No, medium
well
is okay. Just well is what I have a problem. And well done.
Okay, my argument is
piece of steak.
If the five of us are at a steakhouse, and you and I have done this many, many times, Michael, we've been at a steakhouse with large groups of people. I could care less how you order your steak.
Right.
I just want my steak good. Mason says it's offensive to him if someone orders a steak well done.
Why, Mace?
Because it turns into a piece of shoe leather.
But that's the way they like it.
Here's a beautiful steak, a beautiful cut of meat that should be taken care of, that should be methodically and carefully prepared
by
a chef.
In the heat of the argument, he goes, if I pay $25 for a steak, I want that steak to be respected. Where are you getting a steak for $25?
You're right.
What are you doing? Going
to Outback? Going to Denny's?
Have you not heard of the blooming onion I get with my steak?
Oh, no wonder. You get those cheap steaks.
The Outback.
No, it's nothing wrong. What about somebody orders it like rare? It's not even cooked.
I'm okay with that.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In fact, when
you don't
I was,
think that's gross?
When I used to work with Tom Snyder, Tom would always get steak tartare. He would eat raw steak.
How could you do that?
That's better than well done shoe leather.
But, you know, like sometimes charred meat adds a little flavor to it, Mace.
Now, have you ever heard of medium rare plus for a steak?
What is that?
I have. I've heard of that.
It's total BS.
It's just a few more degrees than medium rare.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. You know,
medium
a
rare.
More.
A friend of mine ordered a steak medium rare plus.
How do you know when it's plus?
No, exactly. And what's the difference between medium rare plus and medium?
Right.
Like medium, medium rare plus medium? Exactly. I mean, or what about medium minus? What it could is it medium minus the same thing as medium rare plus?
Okay, I'm overthinking it.
So I wanted, now that Michael's here, I wanted to get into the All NBA.
You
selections.
Couldn't do that with just me here.
No, but Michael watches more games than you.
That is true.
I know who's worthy of the first team.
Okay. All right.
All right. So the first team was Jokic, which makes sense. He's the MVP.
Yeah, I would put Embiid.
All right. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Sure.
Luka Doncic.
Okay.
All right. Devin Booker and Jason Tatum. Hmm. Here's my problem with that list. How in the world is Steph Curry not first team all NBA? Exactly. Michael, isn't that a huge oversight?
Oh, yeah. And LeBron. How do you put Jason Tatum over LeBron James?
Well, LeBron.
Jason Tatum played 76 games and LeBron played 56. Well, he played 20
and
less
games. I think
games.
LeBron paid a price for being on a losing team, but I definitely would not have put LeBron on the third team.
He only played in 56 games.
Right.
I mean, I'm looking at the first team. Jokic, 74. Giannis, 67. Luka, 65. Booker, 68. Tatum, 76. LeBron had 56 games.
How many did Steph play in?
KD, I've got at 55. I think he's way – he's on the second team.
Yeah.
Playing 55 games. Shouldn't be on the second team playing 55
games. What's the cutoff?
Steph played 64.
60?
Yeah,
60 is pretty good.
Steph deserved to be first team.
In this day and age, don't you think 60 games is pretty good?
Well, there's a lot of
unless you get injured.
In your days of the covered wagon and going town to town.
That's
and all
right.
That stuff.
You can't play 82 games. What else do you have to do with your life, Mace?
No, I don't think anybody in the league played 82 games.
Yes, a lot of guys did.
Not a lot, but a few, like maybe Kentavious Caldwell Pope.
Kevon Looney played every game.
Oh, so like role players, but stars.
What do you mean?
Well, look at the first team. Jokic, 74. Jokic is a machine, right? Giannis, 67. Luka, 65. Booker, 68. And Tatum, 76.
Explain something to me. How did guys in their 20s and late 20s and early 30s like Kareem and Jordan, Kobe, Dr. J, how did they play 82 games traveling commercial? How did they do it, Mace?
There's
got to be an explanation. I was there. It can be done.
It's science.
It's ridiculous.
By the way, only five guys played 82 games this
year.
Do you know the five?
I do. Dwight Powell, Mikhail Bridges, Kevon Looney, Sadiq Bey, and Denny Avdija.
So only five guys played 82 games.
That's pathetic.
Which, I mean, you're connected. Why don't you tell them?
The thing about it, Greg, in practice, these guys just go to practice and shoot. They don't even work hard anymore in practice. So you don't get tired of the games. You get tired from what you do the next day.
Well, why didn't – I'm trying to think. Clay was not – why didn't Steph play all the games? Was Steph injured or did they just rest
hurt,
himself?
Yeah, he got hurt. Maybe he hurt his ankle.
He did hurt his ankle.
He missed like 3-4 weeks.
But now, what do you guys think – most people think that Jokic was the best player in the league and Embiid was the second best player in the league.
Jokic is almost like two players.
But, Michael, either way, let's all even agree with you. Even if you think Embiid was the best player and Jokic was the second best player, if you think they're 1-2, should there be a mechanism where you can put them both on the first team?
Yeah, I think
we
live in an era of positionless basketball.
I'm actually with
what
Mace.
What position does Draymond Green play?
He's a forward.
What position does LeBron play?
Forward.
He's a point guard.
He's a point guard.
Oh, don't give me that crap. He's a forward. Magic was a guard.
We've entered into an era where positions don't matter
LeBron
anymore.
LeBron played forward.
Embiid should be able to be on the first team along with Jokic.
The guards this year for the Lakers were Russell Westbrook and who was the other starting guard? Oh, Malik Monk. That was the guards.
Right.
And the forwards with LeBron and AD.
When LeBron was out there, LeBron had the ball.
Did LeBron not function as a point guard? He functioned as a point guard.
Yes.
So why shouldn't he be able to qualify for an all-NBA team as a point guard?
Because he's introduced and he's labeled as a
you
forward.
You labeled him. You're the labeler.
It's on the roster. It's on the official Laker roster. That's right. I am a labeler. I'm not ashamed of it either.
Yeah, right. I thought those were the two biggest oversights.
I apologize. I didn't mean to get that worked.
Steph Curry should have been on the first team.
Yeah.
I would have put him in ahead of Booker. Ja missed too many games.
Ja's on the second team. He only played 57 games.
Yeah, and LeBron should have been
second team. By the way, is that not the benchmark, how many games you play? Like Jason Tatum, 76 games? Hell yes.
Now, let me ask you about this.
Who's a better player?
Should the person that voted Kyrie Irving all NBA have their vote stripped?
Yeah.
30 games Kyrie played.
Kyrie Irving got an all NBA vote?
Yeah, from one guy.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was.
The same guy that didn't vote for Derek Jeter to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame.
I mean, come on.
What a knucklehead that is.
Somebody actually did that for Jeter?
Yeah, one guy.
One guy.
Did not vote Jeter into the Hall of Fame.
Is Rivera the only one ever to be unanimous?
Only one unanimous was Mariano Rivera.
No.
Ken Griffey Jr. was not.
Willie Mays was not.
Hank Aaron?
Wait a minute.
Hank Aaron? No.
How do you look at Hank Aaron's
How about this? Mickey Mantle? No.
Well, why?
Because all those baseball writers, you know, they the sanctity of their vote is they don't want to let anybody
getting,
in.
They are getting better because we have seen a unanimous
vote. So wait a minute. When Pujols comes up, they're going to go no?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Pujols, I mean, I would he would be yes for me. Yeah. I can't imagine what's going on inside the head of a person who says, no, Albert Pujols is not a Hall of Famer. Are you kidding me?
It's not no. It's just that they're saying he's going to get in anyway, so I'm going to use my vote somewhere else. I'm going to put it straightly towards Scott Rowland.
Who's more? Scott Rowland.
Well, no, he got a high number.
He was in the 50s, right? He
yeah,
was like
50s or 60s,
percent.
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott Rowland's not a Hall
no,
of Famer.
No, he's
I don't
not.
Care but, how long he so, hangs on the ballot. He's so, not going to be a Hall of Famer.
They're not saying he's not a Hall of Famer. They're just saying I'm not going to use one of my votes on him because I already know he's going to get in. That's their
reasoning.
What
are you defending the guy that
no,
didn't vote
I think it's
for
ridiculous.
Jeter? Are you
I'm giving you,
guy that's
I'm giving you a
the
reason,
guy who
Mace.
Didn't vote for Jeter?
Bergman would be that guy.
You'd be
I would
guy.
Absolutely not be that guy.
You would be that guy.
Yeah, Bergman.
I mean, I can be if you
Jeter,
want me to.
Jeter, he can wait a year.
When Kershaw
I'm going to make room for Scott
Jeter
Rowland.
Can wait
when
a
Kershaw
year.
Comes up, Bergman will go,
nah.
Kershaw.
No, he's definitely going
to Pujols is a really good one.
Yeah, that's the next unanimous one.
Yeah. I think baseball writers have become not as hard-ass as they used to be. They're getting younger. They're getting more progressive. We actually, for the first time, did see a unanimous Hall of Famer in Mariano Rivera, and we got this close from a unanimous Derek Jeter.
Would you like to be a Hall of Fame voter in all the major sports?
Don't think I it'd be fun, but I don't think I'm qualified. If I was qualified for anything, it would be for baseball voting.
Of course you are.
I'm not qualified for...
For basketball?
I don't watch enough games. I mean, I watch Lakers
games. He watches
games.
The first half of games.
I watch Lakers games, but I don't watch league-wide.
Yeah, that's true, but you could tell who's a Hall of Famer in the first quarter.
Baseball, if you come over to my house, Michael, and I'll be in bed eating, but if you come over to my house, you'll see that there's baseball. MLB Network goes nonstop. MLB Pass, there's always a game on. I watch all... baseball. So, yeah, I'd be qualified, I think, to make Hall of Fame votes for baseball. But NBA, I don't even understand the basketball
Would
Hall of Fame.
Vote
it makes no sense.
Kurt Schilling.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What a, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, to me, there's no question.
Yeah.
It's based on performance. It's not based on
what
politics.
What is the cutoff on, say, wins for a pitcher for you?
Well, it's changed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
it used changed. To be 300 was automatic.
I don't know if there's a wins cutoff.
I don't know if there'll ever be another pitcher to win 300.
I don't think
games.
There will be. How many wins does Kershaw have in his career?
It's like 200 and something.
Yeah, I think you need 200 wins.
At least 200.
200 wins. Mm-hmm. Feels about right. But we'll never see another 300 game.
If Kershaw pitches
winner.
Till he's 40, can he get there?
He's not going to pitch
no.
till he's 40, Michael.
Yeah, he barely is going to make it through this year.
He's just limping through 2022.
Really? I thought he started well this year. What
he
happened?
Started well. He's injured.
He's on the injured list.
Oh.
By the way, the Dodgers playing right now, still no score in Washington, D.C.
All right. Coming up next for you, I want to get to this with Mike. Expansion may be coming to the NBA, Michael.
Oh, I'm rooting for this.
We'll get into that coming up next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.